shot me down. A rendition of a classic. It's David Guetta and Skylar Grey. It's called Shot Me Down on MFM. It's 3:15 and it is a Wednesday.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Yes, indeed. And we have Mark Allen in studio. Welcome, Mark. Thank you so much
Good
for joining
afternoon.
Us again.
Yes.
Listen, I was saying to you earlier on that tomorrow is the MFM Awards and I'm pretty excited.
That's cool.
But I have anxiety, Mark, because now I'm worried that I might wear the same dress as someone else. How do I, you know, deal with that situation?
You know what? I'm good with tech.
Oh, so you're just
I'll leave
with
that
tech.
To Cosmopolitan and all the rest.
All right, fair enough. Let's get into it. What are we chatting about today, Mark?
Well, maybe you can use Instagram or one of those cool techs to figure out which ones
See,
to use.
You're a bit of help.
Give me
That's
a few
helpful.
Minutes to get there. Well, we're focusing on exam and test time. I mean, it is that time of the year. So we wanted just to share, you know, three simple ways to get your exam schedule.
Mm.
And let me share them. It says the one that most people use is the exam schedule. It's the exam timetable. You go to my.sun.ac.az and you search for exam, and you'll find the exam timetable there. So it's fairly easy to get. Then it's the SU Facilities app that I think most people, unless you really go and download it and open up, won't know that it's got an exam timetable.
Yes. It's quite useful to have
Very
it on
useful.
There.
Yes, so you've got it always with you. And you just type in your student number and you do a lookup and it remembers your student number. So it's easy to follow and find your information there. It's actually also quite cool because it can show you where the exam is taking place. On a map.
That's cool.
Yes, and with a floor plan and everything. So you can see exactly, engineering building, which floor and where, so forth. So it's really useful.
That is so useful, yeah.
And the last one is the one we've always had. It's called m.sun.ac.az. It's our mobile web application. And there you can go on and log in and you can click on exams and it'll give you exam results and exam timetable. Easy to find, easy to use.
Listen, there are three ways for you to find your exam timetable. You can't go to IT and tell them it's because I didn't know where I was writing. That's not an excuse.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't make the exams easier. We can at least... We're not giving you any excuses, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Now, something else we're talking about is the Samsung Galaxy.
Yes. Have you heard about this? But not just the Galaxy. It's the Galaxy Note.
Note.
For the Samsung fans, you need to be specific because the Galaxy Note 7 was completely discontinued.
I actually heard a case of it, catching fire in a plane.
Catches fire, yes.
Sure.
They've actually tried to ban it. You're taking it in flight.
In flight.
Because it caught fire. And they did a massive recall. And then they tried to sell it again. And it had the same problem. So basically, Samsung just said, sorry.
Yes, just take it back.
That's a bad thing, eh? It tells us.
Has it officially launched in South Africa?
It was supposed to launch 11 November. And I think there's a lot of diehard Note fans out there. You know, it's a fairly large phone, but it can give you a lot of functionality. So I think a lot of fans are unhappy about that, wanted to upgrade, and now they have to wait for something else or try something new. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all up to you, really.
Yes. And the final thing as part of this season or this problems we're having on campus, we need to just make sure we've got your contact details, because we need to be able to contact you via email or SMS, and if we need to let you know if the classes are moved or the exam schedule or exam locations get moved, it's good that you've got your latest contact details with us.
Definitely. So
and
if there's like big announcements happening on campus, you need to make sure that they have your details so they can contact you.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you go again to my.sun.ac.az and you basically search for personal details, you'll be able to go and log in there and update your personal details so we can easily get hold of you.
Thank you so much, Mark. We'll be back again next week, Wednesday.
We are.
And are you coming back, or is it 2 weeks' time? Are you coming
we'll
back
keep again? It a secret.
All right, I'll take that. So back again, 3:15 every single Wednesday. It is the IT department.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.